One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. Another edition here of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Mikey V, top left, Joey D, coming in hot as well. I'm just going to go out in front of this one. We are in one of the most ridiculous Airbnbs I have ever seen in my life. Stubby dropped the ball here, Matt.
Look at me. I'm in a warehouse.
It looks like you're in like an open air brewery.
Mikey, it's a nightclub. Yeah. It's a nightclub. Yeah.
You see the disco ball behind me?
Joe, show the folks that are watching on YouTube at home. Show them what they got here.
I mean, honestly, it looks pretty cool.
Mikey, what?
From that angle, it looks pretty cool.
I'm in a loft. It's like I'm Anne Frank. It's huddled off to the side. It's like a bunker up in here, man. It's a nightmare.
From the angle Joe showed, it doesn't look terrible. It just looks like a weird place to stay for sure.
There's not a front door. It looks like you got to cover charge. I tell you, before you walk into your Airbnb.
Sometimes with the Airbnbs, I worry. Perez, like the one he had us booked in Alabama, I was very concerned. We never ended up going, but I was very concerned about that Airbnb. Very concerned about it.
Wild. He gets a little wacky with them sometimes.
It looks like if you look like where we're at, it looks like the scene from Big Daddy. Like it's like this.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's totally. Meanwhile, we went here to go to the Barso Chicago office. They're out there in a fucking, funhouse over there with every single studio you get. That place is
sick.
Very surreal for me. Really was being there.
Really?
I mean, Mike, I know you had, you've been in the New York one or the Chicago one.
The Chicago one, but not the new Chicago. I was there right before the new one opened.
The new one's insane, man.
It's
a fun house. It's crazy.
It really is. The amount of money that they put into this thing, it's like, it's your dream. I couldn't imagine, anybody that works there, A-okay doing what we're doing, but I couldn't imagine. You know how no matter like what job people work, no matter how much money they make, there's always something. People are never happy, whether it be money, whatever it is. I can't imagine somebody over there not being happy, and I'm sure there are people there that aren't happy.
Oh yeah, I mean everybody, no matter what, everybody has a complaint eventually about something.
Yes.
You could put. I mean, I say that all the time at work. Like, you could give guys like everything, and they still will find something to complain about. So
you know what, Mikey?
Grass isn't always greener.
No, that's a big thing. That's a big thing.
I say it about work all the time. I really learned, no matter what you do, it's really eye-opening to me that, no matter what people might, they get used to the environment or the money that they're making.
Yep.
Yes. And then comes a complaint. You know what I mean? But hey, here we are today. Ain't that right, Joey D?
I mean, yeah, warehouse and all, man. We're just complaining a second ago.
But yeah, we were.
Yeah, you guys were. Yeah, you guys were.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, that's actually really tough.
That's really, really tough. Yeah. Boy, that is pretty weak.
That just brings it all together.
Joe, do you have one of those Einstein bagels?
Yeah. It was not great.
We got that in Arizona too when we were out there.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think
it's the first breakfast. I haven't had breakfast in almost a week. It's the first item I had for breakfast because I've been not eating until like past noon.
Intermittent fasting, good for you.
And I was like, you know what? I'll just have a bagel today, and I'm not going to eat much for lunch. It was a terrible decision. You know, when you like do something, you're like, oh, maybe I'll just do it, and then you're like, that was such a mistake. It was not worth having that bagel this morning. It was not good at all. I was expecting to be like really good and satisfying. Did not get what
are
I
we
was
ready
looking
to
for be, out of that.
Are we ready to begin the official Swole Cuts
I've
program?
I've already started. But I'm saying I got to get myself prepped and ready to go, but yes. I have already started.
Good.
So what I've been doing is aside from today, as I just said, it's full transparency, by the way. I am going to be completely transparent. If I fuck up, if I don't follow the regime, if I don't do my part, I'm going to put the hand up and say, hey, it's on me. But I've been really good up until I think I've been pretty good this week. I haven't been eating any breakfast, having lunch, small lunches, and then dinner, and trying not to eat past 8. Now we're out for this weekend, so I don't know how that's gonna go. I've also been working out every day. Bob and I, we played pickleball yesterday. I was sweating profusely, and I'm actually down 6 pounds.
I told you the first week that weight's gonna fly off.
I know, Mike. I'm drinking so much water. I'm drinking so much water that it's gonna fluctuate. It's not gonna really even tell you where you're at. Like, I think there's part of you, you see, oh my goodness, I'm down 6 pounds. That's not a true 6 pounds. Like, I got to go. You know what I'm saying, Mikey? I could put that back on in a day.
I mean, listen, yeah, but you're not, if you keep it up, you're not going to put it back on. You're going to, you'll keep it off for as long as you go. It's just the losing of weight is going to get more difficult after the first 2 weeks.
The weight just fluctuates. I mean, you know what's crazy with that Pereira guy? He was 205 when he weighed in, and the next day he was 230.
Yeah, that is
25 pounds a day.
I wonder what I would love. They got to go. There's got to be something out there, but they got to go in depth on like these UFC cuts. Like, you see some of these, like, it looks like some of these people are going to die when they need to drop like 10 pounds, and they do it.
Do a documentary on it. It's fascinating.
They showed it might have been Pennington or somebody who went up to the scale, and she couldn't even stand on the scale. She was so out of it. It really is the way they do that. But I agree with Joe. I don't know how you lose.
Well, how do you gain 25 pounds in a day?
That's what I meant to say. Yeah, I don't understand how you gain 25 pounds.
I don't know. If I could have gained 25 pounds, it would have been on Friday when I ate that ice cream sundae in the kitchen sink.
That thing was devastating.
It was devastating. I ate it fast too, man. Yeah, it was delicious.
You know what, Mike? That video, you look like you're at the tail end of the trip. Like, it's like,
yeah, no, that was the crowning. The crowning achievement of that trip.
Right. It's like,
the whole week in Disney, I have to be honest, my eating was really like, I did not mess around at all, really. Like, I didn't have dessert any nights. Like, I think I had dessert one other night, and it was at a dinner, and it was like a piece of carrot cake, like small. That was the only other dessert I had was the last night. But the last night
around the world,
like, yeah, around the world got to me. around the world got me.
That is fun, though. That's a blast.
It is. It was a lot of fun. It was just me and Holly because my parents came down. They were there for like 3 days, but they had left already. So it was just me, Holly, and the kids. And the kids at that point were kind of just shot, so they started napping in the stroller. So just me and Holly walking around, just having a drink at every place, sharing, you know, cocktails at every different country. It was nice. Then at the end of it, I said, I got to go to the ice cream place. I was like, I haven't had ice cream the whole
that
vacation.
Ice cream. That had and to be 30, 40 bucks.
Yeah, day. I don't even know what it was. I don't even know what it was. It was certainly, I'm sure it was. It was
when you get the collector's bowl with the Mickey Mouse.
Yeah,
that's that.
Yeah.
They just. Now, did you do the whole thing, Mikey, with the buying the ears and the memorabilia? Because I feel like that's where they rope you in and they just charge you an absolute.
Well, I mean, obviously they have a gift store at every ride. They have a gift store at every turn you look at. There's a store. So the kids. I mean, the kids were good though. You know, they wanted like they're still little, so like they want like. You know, Gabriella only wanted like stuffed animals. So like we got her a couple stuffed animals. Dominic wanted some serious toys, man. He wanted
what
like
does he want?
He got like the monorail, Disney monorail, not like the track set, just the monorail itself.
Oh, okay.
He got a Toy Story toy from the Toy Story ride at the end. The bad robot Zurg. He got one of those. He roped me in for.
That's cool.
I mean, listen.
When you said monorail, things, Mikey, I envisioned like the Bobby Buckle, like the entire set.
No, not the whole set. Just the monorail train itself. But I mean, here's a cardinal rule at Disney. I would say is just swipe and then just don't look until you get home.
Oh,
if you look while you're there, you're gonna just give yourself anxiety. Just keep swiping, and then when you go home. You already know what you're in for when you go. You know what you're in for. Don't even look because you'll ruin your whole trip. Don't even look.
Vacation spending, you really start to just lose
Monopoly money.
Yeah.
It's like Monopoly money. You become and the worst thing at Disney is everything is on like this. It looks like a little Apple Watch. It's called a Magic Band. And they have your credit card linked to it. All you gotta do is just tap your wrist and it's done.
So dangerous.
They're so smart, man.
Mickey has found out a way just to take as much money from you as possible.
Yeah, you got a problem? Is it if Dom asks for something, is it hard for you to say no to the kids, Mikey?
Nah, not really at this point. You know, when he has a meltdown, he had like one meltdown, like the first day we were there, he went nuts for this toy.
About
like,
what?
The Zurg toy from Toy Story. He fucking, so he got went it. Ballistic.
He got it.
So I was like, listen, no, you gotta be a little strategic. You gotta play chess while they're playing checkers. You gotta be like General Patton. You have to have a plan of attack. So the plan was
Mikey,
like, listen, I know you
5 years old.
Bob, he's gonna, by the way, he's gonna be six next week. He's six, so he's six.
Little Dom.
But they know what at that age, like they know what they're doing, man. So I flipped it and I was like, listen, you want that toy? Yes, I want the toy. Okay, you got to do X, Y, Z, and then I promise we'll get it for you by the end of the trip. And like a couple days in, you see it at like every other Toy Story store or whatever. So we finally got it for him. But you got to leverage that stuff into
what was
your
his what
favor.
Was his deliverables?
His deliverables were he had to stop throwing a fucking temper tantrum in the middle of Disney. He was going nuts. He's flailing,
crying.
Yeah, you know, they put on the waterworks. These kids, man, I'm telling you, they're experts.
The power of tears.
If Gabriella starts crying, it's game over. Dom, I could kind of handle it. When Gab starts, it's game over.
Do you get embarrassment? Is there secondhand embarrassment for the parents and stuff watching you?
Bob, let me tell you something.
No, I'm serious. I'm really asking.
No, I know you are. I'm going to tell you this. Just walk around Disney World for like an hour. You'll never be embarrassed about anything you do ever again for the rest of your life when you see some of these other people walking around, some of the creatures, some of the Disney creatures walking around this place.
Yeah, they
look
like they belong in an animated movie.
Well, I mean, I mean, there are some sights to be seen in Disney World, dog. And I mean, I've seen kids at Disney go shitstorm ballistic. So no, there's really no embarrassment at all. At all, really.
Like you're just another person. Just like it's almost like they understand
it's not like,
at that point.
It's not like he's in the store like ripping shit off the shelves, damaging stuff like that. I would lose my mind. But no, he's having like his own mini meltdown because he wants what he wants when he wants it. And you know, those are tough life lessons. You know, you got to learn. You know, Diego Pavia wanted to beat Alabama. You got to go do it. You know, you got to go do it sometimes. You know, everybody wants to do great things, but you know, they want what they want, but it takes time.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Do you know what we got robbed of when you talk about all-time creatures? That I've never looked so forward to going to a place and just taking it all in. Us getting robbed of Daytona.
Talladega.
If we ended up getting to that Talladega, just from even with the merch shop, like when we walked into the merch shop,
yeah.
I mean, that alone would have, just seeing some of the people that we were seeing there.
Here's the thing about this Disney World, right? I'm not against people like that go there. A lot of people that go there that don't have kids, I think, catch a lot of heat. I think like Disney adults or whatever, like people who just go there without kids, I think they catch a lot of heat, and I think it's unwarranted because the place is really, there's good restaurants. You could find them really good places. You got to spend the money, but there's really good places to eat. Epcot, I don't care how old you are, is phenomenal. It's just awesome. These rides that they built, this Guardians of the Galaxy ride, like these rides are the Star Wars Rise of the Resistance. They're like hundreds
that
of
that ride, the Star
dollars.
Wars one is, it's like you get out, you're in the Death Star. It's unbelievable. It's insane.
Here's where I draw the line. The line has to be drawn somewhere with Disney adults. When you're over the age of 30 and you're waiting in line to meet a Disney character, like we had to wait in line to meet, like Gabriella wanted to meet all the princesses. They wanted to meet Mickey. They wanted to meet Donald. You have to wait in line for a lot of that stuff. But when there's adults that don't have kids waiting to take a picture with a fake character, I draw the line there. Like
thing I saw on Instagram. It was like this Mickey, Minnie Mouse, and the head's off, and it's like this 50-year-old Latino guy, and he's just on his cell phone texting.
Yeah. They're not supposed to do that. Yeah, they're not supposed to do that. They get caught. Like, they get fired for that.
The identity of Minnie has been revealed. It's like a 50-year-old Latino guy, and people are waiting to meet this person.
I mean, like you got adults that waited in line in front of kids that are waiting to go see. The kids actually think that these are the real thing. Like they think they're meeting. Like the real Rapunzel and shit like that. And then you have an adult taking a selfie with him that waited in line in front of you. And it's just like, you know, that's a line that I draw. Like that to me is the line. Now, if the adults just are walking through the park and they happen by happenstance, run into one of the characters, they take a quick picture, I don't have an issue. But when you're going out of your way to like wait in line to do it, that to me is very bizarre. The people that trade pins, like that's like another big thing, like pin trading, bizarre. I draw the line there. So there's a couple things I say like that can't happen if you're an adult.
I've been told that Disney's almost like a cult.
It's very like cultish.
It's a cult, man. Have you heard of that the special restaurant that you have the club?
The club, whatever. It's in Magic Kingdom above the
there's people who wait years to get access to get exclusive. Admitted into it, and it's like $100,000 to get entry. Yeah, yeah. It is. I'm telling
That's
you,
weird.
When you want to talk cults, it's cults.
So to go to dinner, you gotta walk into Magic Kingdom.
You gotta go into Disney. They have the thing right
club
in there.
Club 33.
And
apparently,
bizarre.
Like Tom Hanks is a member, like all these high end.
You have to apply. You have to apply to become a member. They got to approve it, and then it's a restaurant that's like sits above a spot in Magic Kingdom, and it's like it's so exclusive that like
it's one of the most exclusive things you can be a part of.
Yeah, I could see Cutsy being a Club 32 member.
No, absolutely not.
I could see it. I could see somebody
being on. I'm not interested.
For the exclusivity.
I'm not interested.
You know what I would do?
If you're a member there, you get exclusive merchandise and stuff that no one else gets, and you can sell it like on the black market for tons of money.
Joe will be a member of Club 33 within 5 years.
I would join a golf club membership before going to Disney.
Could you imagine having to go into Magic Kingdom to go after? That's weird. Let me tell you something, man. I've never really thought about that side of Disney World.
Bob, if you got invited to a dinner at Club 33, you got to go.
Yeah.
Because it's probably somebody of some importance who's having a business meeting with you. And Bob, you cannot turn that down.
Joe, I'd have no desire. None.
You have to go, Bob.
No. Do you remember, Joe, you remember when we went to that one dinner in Disney?
What was that restaurant? What was the restaurant called? It was a steakhouse. And Perez's like, this is my living nightmare. We had to walk through Disney World to get there.
He was pissed.
What was the place it was called? The steakhouse.
They booked like a steakhouse, Mikey, they booked the restaurant. They booked the steakhouse. Just so happened the steakhouse was in the middle of Disney World
in Florida or California?
California. In Florida. No, it was Florida.
It was Florida. Disney World. It was Orlando. And we had to walk in all the way into
STK Steakhouse.
Yeah, he was
in Disney World?
Yeah. And Perez was wildly hungover.
Yeah.
And he was walking through and he's just like, someone just ended for
me. I don't know where there's an STK in Disney World in Florida.
There is.
It's in there. It's deep in
the best. The big steakhouse in Disney World's actually in Cutsy's place. It's in Canada. It's the biggest steakhouse there.
It's in Disney Springs.
Oh, Disney Springs. Yeah, that's not technically a park. Yeah.
It's like outside of the.
It's
like
outside.
You don't
yeah,
have
yeah,
to
yeah.
Be yep. In the actual Disney World.
That's more like targeted for adults, though. Honestly,
yeah.
You know what makes me cringe? Like hearing that with Disney World, with the people standing waiting for Mickey like that are the adults. If you don't have the kids, that makes me cringe. Also, nowadays, if I see an adult lined up with a bunch of kids for autographs at a game, to me kind of makes me cringe too.
Oh, that they're not their kids, like they're lining up to get their autograph.
Right. Like you'll see sometimes like a player's going by and he's giving the autograph and then like it's kid, and then there's adult, and it's
it's weird. It's weird.
But
what some of the adults do is they get kids now to go get the autographs for them.
Well, that's another thing. Like, is the adult getting it to get like a card that's like a really like, because card trading is so big. Like, are they getting like this card sign that's now going to be worth a lot of money?
I really appreciate when I was with caddying for Josh Allen, you see all these people asking for autographs. He'll sign every jersey and stuff, but like trading cards, he refuses to sign because it's not people trying to get his autograph just to have his autograph. They're trying to resell
and market
the merchandise. And he's just trying every kid he says yes to, but you see some of these people, he'll be like, no, I'm not signing cards, unfortunately. And then they're just ruthless. They're like,
a lot of the players
is better than you anyways. And like,
you've seen them say, they said that.
Oh yeah. He's like, thanks, man. I appreciate the feedback. Like it's so gracious. And some of these people are just absolute fucking losers.
I'm going to tell you a lot of the players won't sign a jersey. Like just their name. They want to know who they're like, what's your name? They make it out to them so they can't sell it as just an order. That's like a thing that they do. I mean, you shouldn't really have a problem with that unless you're looking to just resell merch. I mean, then that's a different story. But yeah, no, overall, great trip. Great trip. Good. I got to sell, but
he hasn't looked at that credit card statement.
I was going to say, what would you say?
Let's go back to
that credit card. Joey D, what would you put the over under at how much?
I told you, Bob, your parlay. winnings.
I think he's over. So we're
I think over too. It's expensive.
It's expensive.
You're staying at the Disney resort. My God, we talked about it last week.
Dude,
it goes a long way.
When I saw Mikey's story of him when they asked him to work with like the lion guy.
Oh god,
I was dying laughing because I was like, yo, we gotta get this guy the fuck out of Disneyland.
Oh, it's got a big kick out of it.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, I bet.
I gotta be honest, bro. There was It was the greatest thing ever to see my kids in that environment. It was, bro. They bought into everything, bro. It was incredible.
That safari thing you did looked really cool too. With the giraffes and everything. Yeah, like, I'd be in for that.
The safari was sick. But like when they met the characters, like their faces, like it's just you can't put a price on that. You can't. Like it's you're never gonna how you know they're gonna get older and you're never gonna see that again. You know, so it was. Those memories, the pictures and stuff are definitely worth it. But yeah, it's fucking insanely, it's ridiculously expensive.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Do you worry about death, Mikey?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You think
especially being a tall man, you know, again, you don't see a lot of old tall guys.
Oh, no, you don't.
You don't.
Whoa.
Even Joe agrees.
I never thought about Bill Russell
was one of the oldest I've seen. And,
yeah, and no, I mean, Bill Russell has top quality care. I mean, he's a multi-millionaire.
Well, Mike,
I know he died of a ripe old age, though. He lived, I'd sign on for whatever Russell
I think
lived
it was like 80 something.
Yeah, I'd sign up for that.
That's a good life.
High 80s, Bob?
Yeah.
Every day of the week.
I think you're going to live a long, healthy life. But do you worry about what happens after?
After?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thought enters my mind every once in a while, and I try to quickly just remove it. Because if you really think about the finality of life, and like if you're one of those people who aren't very religious, and I'm not here to talk about religion or anything like that, but let's say that you just have your skepticism about the afterlife. I mean, that's a very finite and dark thought to think about, because one day it just shuts all off. Would you even know? Are you even going to be conscious of it? I mean, the conversations could get very, very deep and crazy. Spirituality, religiousness, you know, I mean, it's just could get very crazy, I think, very quickly. And it's a
Bob is very fascinated with death. There's not many days that go by where he doesn't ask a question about death lately. And I mean, you're the ripe age of 32.
Well, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go early.
You think
Oh, Bob, telling you.
Why you're in good health?
Well, Mikey, when I saw you do that impression of me walking to like a buffet, that's where it kind of hit me. Where I was like, I'm gonna go, dude. The way you impersonated me really opened my eyes.
That's what opened your eyes to death. Right, me now, impersonating you.
No. You know what, though?
What about when I sing your praises about how you run every day when you're away on these trips still and you try to keep in decent shape? Like, what about that?
I had two bagels this morning, you know? But I feel like I got a lot to give. Like, mm-hmm. I really do. I feel like I got a lot to give.
Yeah. You should start a foundation.
Like what?
Like the people,
I mean, Bob, you feel like you have something to give. You should start a foundation. And you know what? The thing about a foundation, Bob, is it continues after you die. So it'll be your legacy. It'll be something that you give to the world.
Your stamp on philanthropy.
And people will look back and be like, who was the Robbie Burger who started the Burger Foundation, you know?
Right. Yeah. All right. Maybe. Yeah, I just think I got a lot more to give. I fear it. I worry about it. Because also, too, if you give me a second life, what are you going to give me that's going to top what we got going?
Not as good as what you got right now, let me tell you.
That's what I'm saying. Watch
he's going to get reincarnated as a pot maker in Peru or something like that. He's just going to be molding clay pots somewhere in a fucking arid temperature desert. Yeah. Actually, Joe, knowing Bob, he'll get reincarnated as like a king of like some
king of Bangladesh.
Yes. A royal serf of some type.
Yeah. Some royal legion. Guy'll have like 20,000 people working for him.
Yeah. By the way, Joe, I think I hear Jet is awake, Mikey. This guy went on. He lost bet.
There they are. There's those beautiful sons of bitches.
Give me the finger. He just gave me the finger. That fuck.
Joe, turn around and ask Jet what he went yesterday. Like, oh, for what? One for
Jet. There's a question about what your record yesterday was.
Yeah,
don't talk about total, but like of how many plays you went, how many did you lose?
Probably like
3-8.
That's a good day for him.
Yeah. Bob says that's a great day for you.
His narrative is bullshit and he should just shut the fuck up.
Whoa!
I think we all heard that.
You know what bothers about his betting is that he doesn't ride. He doesn't like. He won't. He can't.
But he's talking shit about you right now since you're not a rider.
Yep, that's true. I admit that.
He does admit it. Which
he's putting a hand up.
Let me tell you, gambling is fickle. Fickle.
It's your money. You can lose it the way you want. Boy, does he.
He sure did. But you know what, too? What bothers me is like he thinks he's got the system figured out, and that's what annoys me. Like
he has the play down to a T. He'll look at the original line.
Yeah.
He'll see the game script is not nearly where it needs to be. So he thinks automatically whatever team was favored by, say, two touchdowns, he'll live bet that team because he thinks they're going to come back. But like the Missouri game, for example, there's times where that just doesn't happen.
Missouri's a fraud. If what Missouri did,
I understand, but like that was his theory, so he was taking them again and again and again.
Yeah, no, you can't. They're terrible.
Or Alabama is another one that.
Guy's a dog, dude. I don't know how many times I got. Maybe now everybody
like,
now
you're making it out like you're Moses delivering the message to the people.
No,
like,
I'm not, Joe.
No.
Good. Maybe
you said he was going to be a Heisman candidate. Maybe,
I never said he was going to be a Heisman candidate. Candidate. Find me that footage. Maybe a long shot.
He's not even close.
Okay.
But hey, I'll give kudos for long shot. He played a great game. The whole team played great. If you look at the defense, defense played tremendous.
This guy, man, all he does is win. That's what this kid does, and he elevates people. He's playing for historically the worst program in the SEC, and they just beat the number one team in the country. And by the way, they should have beat the seventh-ranked team in the country 2 weeks ago on the road if their field goal kicker doesn't miss a 33-yard field goal.
I love you so dearly, Michael. But
you can never admit when you were just wrong about it.
You love this guy is because you picked him a few times last year with the Rebels.
Sure did.
He won you some money, and then you reached out and he showed you.
The Aggies, not the Rebels. The
New
Aggies.
Mexico State, whatever the team is.
Right.
When they won, you reached out to him and he showed you some love. Whenever an athlete shows Michael Law, they're automatically propelled to another level. And I'm not saying I'm agreeing with what you're saying.
You'll defend guys like Baker Mayfield and Johnny Manziel to the ends of the earth because you've met them and you like them. And
the guy
like
wears our hats. He's a supporter of the Brilliant. He's a supporter of Bob DeSports. It's not like we text once. I'm not taking away.
Okay. We text once. I got it.
I'm just saying, Mike, the true colors come out. Your point about Diego Pavia is that I'm not dismissing it. It was a tremendous feat. It was probably one of the biggest upsets in the last decade. I'm not taking that away. I'm saying it could have been anybody. If they show you love, they automatically get propelled to the top tier in your world. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I disagree.
You disagree?
But, yeah, I do.
Mikey, come on.
I mean, I disagree, bro. I disagree. Do I go out and say that these guys, I don't, whose tires do I pump like that professional athlete wise?
I've just never seen go from not knowing a guy to all of a sudden pumping his tires. And by the way,
not knowing a guy, I've been watching the guy play for the last two seasons. I've been following him. What I don't understand. Like,
all right. I just, you know,
I don't know what else this kid's got to do.
It's a great feat. I'm not taking it away.
Can we call him to congratulate him?
Sure. I sent him a text already.
It's called Diego.
Yeah, bring him on the pod.
I don't know if he's going
to
answer the phone.
Well, no, by the way, if you don't want to call him, don't call him. But if you want to call him.
Or you bring him on and we do a little segment with him.
I thought about doing that already, Joe, for sports.
That could be kind of cool. Oh, I would love that.
Tell him that. Just tell him that Joe hammered Alabama and just see what he said.
I honestly thought I did. I got.
Oh, he did. Oh, yes.
I did. It's nothing against the kid. He played tremendous. I just didn't think there was a world where Alabama was going to lose that game. I got caught. I was absolutely baffled. It was. By the way, did you see them carrying the field goal post down Bourbon Street?
What does the cop say?
That's not Bourbon Street.
Yeah, Nashville.
Isn't Bourbon Street in New
Broadway, Broadway.
Yeah. He got the buzzer. Mikey's got the buzzer.
Every time I'm wrong, you just buzz it. Might be a lot of buzzes in the next.
No, episode. It's just only time. It's only time that you speak the wrong.
The wrong ism.
The wrong ism. Yeah. By the way, some guy. I don't know who sent me these. So whoever sent me these, which is concerning, because it's cool, but at the same time, someone has my address and I don't know who it is, which is concerning. But I do appreciate it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I'll tell you this. This is a promise. If the Yankees make it to the ALCS, we're getting the Audi Club back and I'm coming for a game. Joey D, I would really like you to come.
Schedule's going
to
be tough, Bob.
It has to. I'm going to.
Because that runs into Vegas weekend. The ALCS? Yeah.
Yeah. World Series,
next
Bob.
Weekend. Next World weekend. Series. World Series or bust.
World Series or bust.
If they make it. We don't even know if they're going to
no,
make
we
it.
Don't. No, we don't. No,
Bob,
we don't.
Last I don't think, Bob, crazy. Your heart can handle a World Series. We were watching the game last night. It's game one, and the guys
were
like,
saying
I
last night, we're
I'm
sorry.
Not built for this.
It wasn't last
All
night.
Right. Okay.
It was the Saturday night game, the Saturday night Yankee game.
The first game one.
Go
game
ahead,
one.
Joe.
Watching And he's saying, my heart can't handle this. I can't do this anymore. I'm like, Bob, it's the first game of the playoffs. You're down one
run.
I was giving
this guy pitch counts over the phone, texting him 0-2 to Torres, 2-2 to Torres, 3-2 to Soto. Wreck.
I've never seen him like this.
Yeah, I'm really bad with it in just regards to stress levels. And Mikey literally was almost texting me every single pitch of
when
of
we do that going. we've historically when we've done that we've had good luck.
We do great the way you said
that's
the
a lot to ask of you though, Mikey.
Yeah, but I don't mind if I'm just sitting on the couch and the kids are asleep and it's like bedtime and everyone's down. Like, I missed a large portion and I told Bob I got to tuck Gabrielle in.
But when I'm watching the game, why does he need the pitch count?
He wasn't at the time. He wasn't at the time.
He wasn't. Yeah, it just. Yeah, I told you I'm a fake Jet fan, but when it comes to the Yankees, I'm not a fake Yankee fan.
You're a diehard Yankee fan. But like, Bob is more diehard of a Yankee fan, I think, even than I am to a degree, because he's so centered more on baseball than he is on football, I think, in a lot of ways. Like, he lives and dies with the Yankees. Like, I would gladly, because I've seen the Yankees win the World Series so many times, I would give up
10 years.
Good amount of Yankees World Championships to exchange for one Bears Super Bowl.
Oh, without a question.
I would. I just would. And I know that sounds crazy, but it is what it is.
And Joe, that would be your Canucks, right? You would want the Canucks to win a Stanley Cup before the Packers win another Super Bowl, I take it.
Yeah. The Canucks is, to me, like Mikey's Bears. I mean, I've never watched the Canucks win a Stanley Cup ever. I've seen two Super Bowls from the Packers. Yeah, the Canucks would be special, man.
Well,
like a team you grew up watching when you're a little kid and, you know, you root for and you just think, like, to me, I just think I will never watch.
Here comes a Bob Zinger. I know exactly what he's going to say. God,
no, I was going to say he almost
watched.
He did see
your beloved Florida Panthers win the Stanley Cup.
Oh, no.
I thought he was going to go there. All right, good.
I was going to talk about Joey D at the at Vancouver's stadium when they weren't playing at home. Remember, he went to the watch party.
Apparently another 20,000 people thought it was a good idea to do the same thing.
I'm not gonna attack you on that, you're a true fan. Bob loves to pick about that. Like, if you love something too much, you're a psychopath.
This guy would turn down tickets to watch his team in the playoffs because he doesn't want to leave the couch. I mean, it's
hold on, Mikey.
I mean, it's a different.
What you're referring to is Ohio State with you watching the game. I think that's different. You were talking about the time that I thought that.
Joe, why are you going Why am I getting a hole?
Because I know where Bob's going with this.
But are you calling me out for when we watch the Ohio State game together?
No, I think in general, like, I just think that you, like, if somebody, like, is too much, like, Bob is very quick to label people. That's too much. Bob's a quick labeler.
Look at what I'm saying with me with the Yankees. I was the first, I'm a fucking nutcase about it.
Yeah, you are. But at least you're nuts. Like, also you with, like, food, you're nuts.
Correct. Yes.
You're like nuts with that. Like a psycho.
I think if Joe sat here and said, maybe I'm a little too much with the Yankees, I would wear that on the chin. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's the thing. I don't think you're I don't think you're too much.
But that's a different story than going to watch a game at the stadium. Like, that's not we're talking about your mannerisms. I'm not talking about
I was asked if I wanted to go to ALDS game 2 on Monday at the stadium. And I said, politely, I said, listen, no, flat out no, because going on a Monday night with Dom in school and Gab in school and work, you know, waking up 5:30 the next morning, I can't even enjoy it. Like, at least I know if I'm home, I could lock in and what time am I going to get home? When is this going to happen? When's that going to happen? I got to drive into the city. What time am I going to be able to leave work to drive in? Like, it's too much. It's too much. Like, I can't do a weekday. I have to turn that down. I'd much rather watch it at home. I think there's correct scenarios where you do turn down the live event, because in baseball too, it's tough because it's different than football. Football, it's one game. It's not a series and it's done. Like a football playoff game, if you're offering me tickets to that, like a Bears, home game, wild card round, that's a lot harder to turn down than one game in a five or a seven game series. It just is.
You know what the people that I don't understand how they do it. Like the people who will have a baseball team season tickets, and like some people get season tickets and they'll like give it out to clients and stuff that I get. There's people there with that Seattle go. Mariners season yeah. tickets that yeah. go to every single Seattle Mariners game yeah. and sit in the traffic for like that. I don't understand.
If football, you get, like, I understand more because there's,
well, there's
so
only
few
eight
games
at home. There's only yeah. eight games.
Like my uncle, for example, is a Canucks season ticket holder for like 20 something years, but he gives half the tickets to clients, to family.
That's right. That's
and then
right.
he only goes to a handful of games throughout the year. But the playoffs, when they're in the playoffs, he goes to most of the games.
Bro, season that tickets for baseball, like I'll do you one better. I can't even see, and I don't participate. It boggles my mind how people play fantasy baseball because there's so much commitment to fantasy baseball. It's a lineup check every single
every day.
Like I can't even fathom doing that.
I made the mistake of that. I signed up for fantasy baseball one time.
Like, this year?
Not long ago though, like 2 years ago.
Oh, jeez.
A quarter way through the year, I was gonna say I couldn't do it.
That's
insane.
It's a lot, bro. I'm not knocking the people that do it. Like, if you have the time to do it, God bless you. I just could never see myself being able to set a baseball lineup every single day. It's too much.
It was
for
it
a
was
whole
brutal.
Season.
I felt like fucking Aaron Boone. It was the worst.
he pressed the right
it.
Buttons last night. Late.
Played really good.
Game
you know,
one. Game one.
So
sorry.
Bobby. Bobby Bartman.
So many people are so quick to like get on managers when they lose a game. You got to give managers credit when they really
press the right buttons. Game one.
Yeah,
in terms
yeah.
of the pen, he did. He did.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
All right, let's go on into your buy or sell portion of the show. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Let's start with Joseph D.
I'm going to buy a documentary that Bob got me onto, which is just honestly, it's a must watch. I'm 2-3 episodes in and it's unbelievable. The McMahon documentary, Michael. And by the way, I was talking to Brian, to Bears All back home. He's further into it. Some of the stuff he says that I got coming up that I haven't hit yet in the further episodes is unbelievably astonishing. Some of the stuff that I heard is coming up. It is insane. And you know, it just goes to show like just the wrestling world that was the WWF and now WWE for so long. When we used to watch it, Mikey, it's crazy. The background behind it, we talked about in extent. I think it's an unbelievably well done series. And if you haven't watched it, definitely some must watch TV.
Yeah, I'm telling you, every time you guys talk about WWF or WWE, I kind of check out just because I wasn't big into it. I didn't realize how much I was going to love that. It is unfucking believable.
That's crazy.
He looks like a scummy guy.
Oh, beyond. His lips are blue. He looks
he had a very weird upbringing too, you know. I mean listen, I never excuse actions of conscious adults from childhood trauma. But there's no doubt that this guy had a really fucked up childhood.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. Again, doesn't excuse behavior as an adult. And I fully, fully believe that. But like, you can't just ignore the fact that like this guy like definitely came from a household that was a fucked up upbringing and household. So that's what makes it even more impressive for people that come out of like, you know, absent parent, households and or abusive, you know, backgrounds as a kid, and they actually grow up to be upstanding citizens, more power to those people, because usually it'll turn the negative route. And definitely he's got a ton of skeletons in his closet.
Yeah, I mean, that is, you're right. It doesn't excuse it, but he definitely did have that. But when you told me, Mikey, that he was pissed at Netflix for how it came out, that got me more interested in it to watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit. It's so, by the way,
I'm only a couple episodes in. So I still got a lot to watch, but
I do too. There's a lot still to come. I'm excited for to get to the era that we grew up watching. Cause it, like the first couple episodes, it talks about like how it started, you know, then the Hogan era, time.
That's what started me in wrestling. Like I had that Hulk Hogan Iron Sheik match on a VHS tape. And that's crazy. I watched that as a little kid, 5-6 years old. And like these guys literally were like, that was my superheroes that I grew up with. Like Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior, Macho Man. Like that was kind of, you know, Rambo. That's like late 80s, early 90s was like who was always on TV because I had older brothers. That's all they watched. That's all that was on TV. So it was like that was the heroes of my childhood. But now, I mean, you look back and like how fucked up all these guys were.
Oh my God, dude. It's crazy too. They're talking about they're 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. Like
you never knew that. Like on TV, you thought that they only did it once a week or twice a week and that it was from the same, like you just didn't, you didn't register as a kid.
Also too, I mean, the wear and tear, like, yes, obviously it's scripted, but it doesn't mean that these guys don't get hurt. Dude, listen, I mean, it's crazy.
You could say all you want, wrestling is fake. Yes, it's predetermined. Have you seen what these guys do? They jump off the top of fucking cages onto a table. Like you can't, the human body, no matter how you rehearse that, you're taking incredible impact and trauma to your body.
It's crazy.
Just like it's scripted, it's predetermined, but it's not fake in the sense of, these guys are really like, they could be one thing away from like getting killed. I mean, guys have gotten killed in the wrestling
guys
ring.
Guys did kill. Or paralyzed. Owen Hart.
Yes. Or paralyzed for life. I mean, that's happened too. There's plenty of wrestlers that got paralyzed in the ring and never could walk again. I mean, it's the reality of it.
It is. It's fucking awesome. Open my eyes to it. For sure. Buy or sell. They're probably going to lose today. We're recording Sunday. Just all the hype in the world. Not to say that they can't turn it around, but it's just classic. Like I look at them right now, and I don't think they're anywhere near one of the top teams in football. I'm selling the Jets, man. I think it's going to get ugly. I know it's my team. I'm always hard on my team. But even just like offensively, they just don't look that good. I'm not saying that they're bad. Like they're probably above average. But if you think for a second that this team's going to be winning the Super Bowl or whatnot, I just don't see any chance of it happening. The Bills are so much better than them. I think the Ravens.
So, Bob, is there's not a lot of really good teams in the NFL right
now.
No,
there's not.
So, like, I get what you're saying, but there's not, like, a lot of teams that you look at and you're like, oh, my God, that team's unbelievable. Now, the Chiefs are undefeated. The Vikings undefeated right at this moment we're filming.
The most impressive team to me so far is the Vikings, the team that the Jets are playing right now. I really defense-wise and offense, I just think they've been the most impressive top to bottom for me. Not to say that the Chiefs being undefeated isn't impressive, but the Chiefs have come very close to losing a couple games. The Vikings feels like are winning very comfortably.
The Chiefs could be 2-2 right now, for being honest.
Easily, Joe.
Easily. Right. I mean, one toe away in week one, and then the pass interference
against the Bengals.
If that doesn't get called, that's a – so, yeah, I don't think – I agree with what you're saying, Bob, but I think it's a long season, and I think that, you know, they're going to be good enough to make the playoffs. And if you look historically – at some of these teams that have won Super Bowls, like look at the Giants, are prime example. They did it two different times. They barely made the playoffs. They got hot at the right time. They had a good defense and they rolled and they won two Super Bowls with, you know, so I'm not saying that the Jets are going to do it, but it's not like the season's over. I think you're going to still have a chance.
I'm not saying it's over. I do think they can make the playoffs too. I just think that from what they were hyped up to be, like they were supposed to be this powerhouse. I just think they look, granted, there's a lot of time, but it's tough to watch, man.
Rodgers, obviously, we're recording on Sunday morning and Rodgers has thrown two interceptions, one for a pick six already. The conversation's going to turn into in New York, the narrative's going to be, they're going to start to turn on Rodgers a little bit, and they're going to say, you know, you should have been here for the mini camps and the voluntary workouts, and you skipped all of it, and now you're blaming that, you know, there's no chemistry on the offense and this, that. If there's one thing I've learned about Aaron Rodgers over the years, and nobody has been, you know, taken to the woodshed more than I have by Aaron Rodgers, it's not time to panic as a Jets fan yet. It's not. He could very easily over the next several weeks develop that chemistry. They have talent there. The defense is good there. I really think that the Jets' biggest issue is the coaching. I don't like Bobby Saleh
He looks checked out half the time on the sideline.
I don't like him, and I hate Nathaniel Hackett. I mean, I know Rodgers likes him from his days, but I just don't like Hackett and Saleh. I just don't. I think Saleh's a good defensive guy. He was in San Francisco, but I think the coaching's a problem. I don't think Rodgers respects him, and that's a big issue. I think that's a big issue. But
would you consider Rodgers a friend of the program, Michael?
Yes. Yes, I would.
You friend of the program?
Yeah, I think so. Good. I think so. I think that's fair to say.
I do too.
Wow.
I do too. Tremendous. Okay, Mikey, take it away.
I'm going to sell, and this is not a shot at you and Joe. It's not, but I'm selling Florida weather, man. I have get Florida weather, dude. Like,
it's hot,
like,
as shit, man.
I get the snowbird thing, like, if you're up north and you don't want to deal with winter months. But honestly, how bad is the winter up north anymore? Like, in Jersey and New York, I don't even remember. We had maybe one snowstorm last winter. Over the last couple of years, I could count on my hand how many times I've had to shovel and be stuck in snow. I could count it on one hand over the last 3-4 years. Florida was absolutely fucking miserable, the weather.
And Mikey, it's cooling down right now.
Yeah,
it's
cooling
not
down.
Even,
yeah.
It's not even as bad as it was in mid-July or August.
Listen, it's one thing to have to deal with intense heat and humidity, but then you're going to tell me that it's going to torrentially downpour for like 2 hours and it's not going to do anything
It gets more humid after that. That rain's done.
We got caught in two torrential downpours back-to-back days in Disney World. And it was, I mean, the kids looked like drowned rats. I'm walking around completely soaked. Our stroller's completely soaked. Like, it was terrible. I mean, it was terrible. The Florida weather, I have no other word for it, Bob. It's terrible. It's terrible.
It's really a problem.
It's so bad.
The good
it's
thing is from, so I think, bad. November to like April,
I'm sure
You're going to be golden. But like that, when I moved in January, I was like, oh, this is nice. February was good. March was great. April, then May hit. And I was like, oh, sweet heavens.
I feel like half the year, well, that's almost intolerable.
That's
almost,
why everybody gets out of it. If you look at even where we are during the off season, there's really not many of that people there, but you can go in any restaurants. And then when it comes in season, it's impossible to get in. It really is such a snowbird place, especially where we are. You know, more than anything.
If you can live that life and you could bounce back and forth, I don't mind that play, because then you're playing, you know, the best hand you're dealt on both sides. You're having the best months up north and the best months weather down there. But
that's the way
year
to do
round,
it.
I'm going to say this year round, I would rather deal with the winters we've been having up north than having to deal with the 5 to 6 months of brutality in that humidity.
I don't necessarily disagree with you, Michael. We had the discussion last night with Jerry and Big Cat, because we're in Chicago right now. And Jerry was like, there's like 2 to 3 weeks of just insufferable cold. But aside from that, it's not horrific. Whereas like with these lingering months and with global warming, whether you want to accept it or not, it's getting fucking hotter, and the humidity is just, it'll hit you in the face like a bag of bricks. Mike.
We're supposed to have another hurricane coming to Florida, by the way.
Another one?
That's what they're saying.
Unbelievable.
That's what they're saying.
When is that supposed, this week?
I don't know.
That's what the papa's telling us.
All right, let's go on into top five, ladies and gentlemen, top five. This week's top five is going to be top five busts. Any athlete, any sport, all the hype in the world ended up being a total flop. Who is that going to be? Joey D took home the animal one last week. I came in second, Mikey in third. So it's going to be top five all-time busts. Joey D, what spot would you like?
I think I'm going to take third.
Oh. Bobby's going one?
I don't think I am, to be honest. I don't think there's a clear cut.
Are you going two then, Bob?
Well, he's got to go either one.
No, I'll go.
I don't think we've ever had someone take two over.
I know. I just don't know if there's a clear cut, but I'll go one.
Could be interesting.
I'll go one.
All right.
So that leaves Mikey V two. Let's get down to business. I will go Jamarcus Russell number one.
Yeah, I think I honestly think that is the clear cut one in my opinion. Not to say that it'll, you know, carry the whole list, but I do think that's the number one. I'm going to go Ryan Leaf at two. I think Ryan Leaf, when you say bust, he's synonymous with, if not being Jamarcus Russell, I think he is the clear cut too.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, so I got two then. I am going to go with Greg Oden. And for my next one, give me Trent Richardson for my next one.
The Bama back. Yeah, I'm going to take, it's really a toss up between these two guys, in my opinion, but I'm going to go with the latter. I'm going to say Darko Milicek. Being selected over Carmelo Anthony, Dwayne Wade, Bosh, he is an all time in the LeBron draft. He is an all time epic bust. Him going above those guys.
That's a good one, Mike. Yeah, I'm on my list for sure.
I think it's the right pick. All right. Give me. Give me Kwame Brown.
I had him on the list too, yeah.
And then give me. Go with Vince Young. Over to Mikey,
I'm going
to
take Charles Rogers, who was second overall for the Lions. He played only three seasons. He was supposed to be the best wide receiver, one of the top wide receiver prospects, Michigan State. Only played three seasons, 440 yards. Epic, biggest bust in Lions history, Charles Rogers. They only stayed in the league for three seasons, and he was gone.
Over to Joe
I'm D. going to go here. I'm going to go Tim Tebow. And now I know he won a playoff series, but when you're considered the best college football player of all time, and then you literally can't throw a ball in the NFL, to me, that's a bust. And on the way back, I'm going to go Adam Morrison. Remember him, Bob?
Of course, Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. I'm going to take a Packer here, and I hate to do it to Joey D. He probably knows, but Tony Mandarich, second overall pick, was supposed to be the greatest offensive line prospect in the history of the game.
That's such a Packer thing to do, to take an offensive lineman with that high.
he just was a complete and utter bust.
Okay, give me Anthony Bennett.
He stunk, man.
Yeah, he was so bad. Got picked by the Cavs and was just terrible. Give me Anthony Bennett. And then give me Mikey's boy. Give me Brian Bosworth. Give me the Boz.
He definitely was a bust in the pros.
Favorite jersey of all time.
Great jersey though.
Yeah. So that when you the came boss. On when you came on that Brian Bosworth jersey, that was one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen. Made all the sense in the world.
Now, last pick. I'm gonna go something a little different, and maybe this will be a head scratcher, but I'm taking the perspective of a bust in terms of what he was just given and paid. I have to take Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson is, I'm taking Deshaun Watson as a bust. 5 years, $230 million fully guaranteed. He turned into a bust. I understand, made the playoffs two times. He's 1-2 in the playoffs, but he turned out to be an iconic bust, a bust that may very well sink the Cleveland Browns organization for the next 10 years because of what they committed to him financially. So I'm going to take Deshaun Watson.
Joey D, close us down.
Give me Mitchie boy. Mitch Trubisky.
definitely was a bust.
I mean, to consider you took him over Mahomes. I mean, that is
the Mahomes narrative, though. There's nine teams that passed on Mahomes. You know what I mean? Like, there's nine teams that nobody knew that Mahomes could have been
donning that orange of the Bears right now, Michael.
He could be really donning the colors of nine other teams, though. I hate the Mahomes argument because nobody knew Mahomes was going to be Mahomes. Nobody. Nobody knew that. It
sounds like Jet losing bets already, by the
way. What is going on down there? Aaron Rodgers is hurt again.
No.
Oh, he's walking off the field.
Are you serious, man?
I know Sauce. Walking. I know Sauce fine.
He's
hurt.
Fine. He's
Sauce
fine.
Got hurt too?
Yeah, head injury.
Oh my God, man. It's
unbelievable.
Just never easy.
Okay, Mikey, if you could go ahead and read off the picks. There's the sell of the Jets. Let it begin.
Bob, Jamarcus Russell, Kwame Brown, Vince Young, Anthony Bennett, the Boz. See, I think Vince Young and Deshaun kind of similar there, Bob, because Vince came out. He was decent at the beginning, and then he just plummeted. I got Ryan Leaf, Darko Milicek, Charles Rogers, Tony Mandarich, and Deshaun Watson. Joe's got Greg Oden, Trent Richardson, Tim Tebow, Adam Morrison, Mitch Trubisky. I think it's pretty even, honestly.
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty
we'll see
good.
What happens. These are very objective, obviously, these kind of things.
Subjective.
Click the button, Mikey. I can't hear it.
I hear it over my headphone. Well, maybe. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does it. Another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We will see you next time. Take care, folks.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.